Australia adopted its flag more than 50 years after New Zealand, but flag fact aside, the provocative charge is just the latest broadside exchanged across the Tasman Sea. The heart of the dispute lies in an immigration law adopted by Australia 4 years ago, which allows deportation of foreign nationals of questionable character without charge. More than 1,000 New Zealanders have been sent home, much more than any other nationality. By contrast, New Zealand deported 9 Australians. After a 17-year-old New Zealander was detained in an adult facility without charge, Acting Prime Minister Winston Peters bluntly described the case as a clear violation of the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. "I'm just reminding the Australians, you're a signatory. Live up to it," he said. Earlier, in an Australian ABC television show, Andrew Little, New Zealand's Minister of Justice, said Australia no longer looked like New Zealand's best friend. Little has gone back and forth with Australian Immigration Minister Peter Dutton, who told radio station 2GB, "I was really disappointed in Mr. Little's comments. I hope he doesn't repeat them." There's always been a big brother, little brother aspect to the relationship, but experts say this dispute goes well beyond the usual spats. In a column, John Armstrong, the celebrated political correspondent of the New Zealand Herald, wrote, "New Zealand is no longer going to play the role of doormat," and he detected evidence that the previously close relationship is over. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.